Shrivata Mahaprabhu Jai. So reading from the 10th Canto Bhagavatam, chapter 21, Veda Gita, or in introductory verses, we're starting verse 5, which is Vasantilak Chandas. Vasantilak Chandas means like Brahma Samhita. Everyone's ready?
Yes.
I'll say it, then you say it. Parhapitam natavrav. Wait, let me finish. Parhapitam natavravabhu karnayo karnikaram.
Parhapitam natavravabhu karnayo karnikaram.
Hi radvasha kanaka kavisham vajyantim shamalam.
Bibradvasa kanaka kapisham vaitayantin chamalam.
Ranjan vinaradar shuda yapurayan gopa rinder.
Randran vinaradar sudayo purayan gopa rinder.
Rindaranyam svapara ramanam pravisha gita kirti.
Rindaranyam svapara ramanam pravisha gita kirti.
So we're now looking at the translation. Let's translate the verse. We'll try. So the first line, what words do you recognize? Karnio, what is karna? Kavi karna for?
Ears.
Karna. Karna means ear. There was one of the Yadavas, one of the Kurus was named Karna.
Yes.
Who is his mother?
Kunti Devi.
Who is his father?
Sundar. Surya.
Surya Narayan Bhagavan. And Kunti Devi got together and produced Karna, so he's one of the sons of one of the Pandavas.
Yes. Elder Pandava.
Interesting. So it's something about ears and Varavapu. What is Guruvapu? Guruvani Guruvapu.
Instructions of Guru.
Vani is words.
Words.
Bhagavata Vani is words and Vapu means form. Vapu. Always means form. So the form of the Guru, Asura and Guru Vani and Asura and Guru Vapu. So if I'm cooking for Guru, or massaging Guru, or bathing Guru, or doing some personal service to Guru, it's called Vapu Seva. And I'm carrying out the instructions and studying and teaching, it's called Vani Seva. So Vara Vapu. What is Nata? Nata Vara?
It's dance.
Yeah.
Who are Nataraj?
Gaurang Mahaprabhu.
Shiva.
Nataraj is Shiva, but Gaurang Nataraj is
Gauranga.
So he's Natavara Vapu. He dances, his form is a dancer. Vara means best. Vara means Govardhan, increasing, better, improving. So we know someone's dancing, some guy is dancing, and he has ears. The guy is dancing, has ears. The guy has ears, right?
Yeah.
Hey, karnikara, what's a karnikara?
Flower.
It's a flower. So he has a flower in his ears or something. Guy's dancing, he's got flowers on his ears. Something like that, right? Second line. Vasa kanaka kabisham vajyantim samalam. What does mala mean?
Garland.
Garland. Garland. Pushramala. Yam mayam kling virangai nama. Yam mayam kling virangai nama. Yam mayam kling virangai nama. So what kind of mala?
Vaijayanti
mala.
How many flowers in Vaijayanti mala?
Five kinds of flowers.
Where do they come from?
Forest.
Forest, wildflowers.
Right.
Like you guys. You're wildflowers. One, two, three, there's five wildflowers. Five wildflowers right here. One wildflower, South Indian flower, North Indian flower, East Indian flower,
East
North Indian flower, East Indian flower, Far East, South East, to the North East. Yeah. Divine type. So five flowers. So this guy has got the flowers on his ears. He's wearing a mala. And what does vasa mean?
Vasa means clothes, I think.
What's your vasa? What color is your vasa?
Green.
What color?
That's Ekadash Bhav, Sivranali. Vasan.
My dress.
Goey skirt, or sorry, whatever you want, whatever you're into. So, Kanak, what does Kanak consonant, what does it mean?
Golden.
So, somebody's wearing a gold dress with a mala. Who does it sound like?
Krishna.
So the verse, so who's seeing the verse? Sugriva Goswami in Gopi Bhav. But he's admiring the extraordinary beauty of Krishna. He's got flowers on his ears. He's like an artistic dancer. And he has Vajjanta Mala. What else? Let's look at line three. Well, he's dancing and wearing this mala. Ranjan Vena Adara. What does Adara mean? Adara Amritam.
Lips.
Adara Amritam means what?
Nectar from
the lotus
lips. It's Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad is called Adara Amritam.
Yeah.
Amritam means nectar. Adara means?
Lips.
Lips. Adara Amritam. So what is Radha Sudanini? What does Sudanini mean?
Ocean.
Pure ocean.
Nectar.
Sudan means nectar. So Adara Suda. Adara Suda. Puriyan. Om Purnam Puramadam Adam.
Full.
Complete.
Purim means full, complete. So his lips are full of nectar. Ask Radharani, she'll tell you about it. Many of the gopis. So, and the Venu is drinking that nectar. And who is he with? What did we say? Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki? Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. What does Vrinda mean? His group, collection. What does Vrindavan mean?
A group of forests.
So his Gaur Bhakta Vrinda means group of cowboys.
Cowboys.
So Krishna's with the cowboys playing, filling the flute with nectarous lips. Really Puriyan filling the flute with nectarous lips. Nice meditation. So Ruiz are saying he should fill our lips with nectarous lips also. You're flute screen all the time moving us. And the weird thing about it is we're female, you're male, and the Venu is male. Krishna has three flutes. What are the names of three flutes? Describe the Venu.
Small.
How small?
Little finger.
5 inches.
6 inches. Makes very high pitched sound, especially for going cows. It carries a long way. What's a vamshi?
Medium size.
But 15, 18 inches. I know, he said it was, I don't know. 15, 18 inches. Half a meter. 18 inches, half a meter. What about Murali?
25.
How big is Murali?
25 inches.
1 meter.
1 meter.
A very deep sound. So three, two are female. Which two are female?
Murali. Vamshi.
Which one's male?
Veda.
The Veda is guy shrinking all day. The goys are jealous. So what do they do about that? Now we say, Brindaranya, Sofala Ramanam, Pravishar Gita Kirti. So everyone knows Gita. Gita means what?
Songs.
Song, singing, so forth. What does Kirti mean?
Fame. Gita is
fame. Tenth chapter of Gita, verse 43.
Not 43, 34.
What? 23.
34.
Feminine qualities. 10 chapter, Gita chapter, verse 34.
Kirti Sri Vakshanari.
Yeah, there we go. Keep going.
I just know the second line, the Kirti Sri Vakshanari Nam.
Kirti.
Sri.
Sri.
Vak.
Vak. Vak, Vak. Vak, Vak. Vak means speech.
Speech.
Kirti means fame. Sri means beauty. Right over by the windows. So let's look at this. Singing the fame, what does Pravesh mean? Kriya Pravesh.
Entering.
Mandir Pravesh, enter. So Pravishad sounds like Pravesh, right? Yes, last line. Pravishad, see it? Pravishad. So when you see it, be reminded, you have to remember what word you know, try to figure it out. Pravesh means entering, moving into. Pada means what?
Feet.
Swa means what?
Swa.
His own feet. Dandakaranya sages, what does that mean, Dandakaranya sages?
The forest. Dandakaranya forest.
It means sannyasis that live in the forest. Dandi. Aranya means forest. Brindaranya, whatever, Dandakaranya. Aranya means forest. So in the forest of Vrindavan, Krishna's feet, Swapadam, his feet are moving. And what does Ramana mean? Like Radha Raman. What does Raman mean?
Who will give this?
Insight. Insighting.
Rama means enchanting, means lover. Ramana means a lover, an enchanter, a lover, romancer. All these things are there. So, Krishna's enchanting the forest of Vrindavan by walking, leading the marks of his footprints. Swapanam, Ramanam. So when Krishna walks in the forest of Vrindavan, Bhumimata feels Ramanam. She feels enchanted and feels romantic feelings. It's like when a lover touches, when a lover touches the breast of the beloved gets excited. So in this case, beloved is Mother Earth, forest of Vrindavan, Vrindadevi, Vrindaranya, and the beloved is Krishna's feet. Swapana's feet create loving sensations, just his feet. Radharani holds Krishna's feet on her breast. This shows that every part of Krishna's body is transcendental. We don't find any record, any love stories, any romance novels of lovers holding each other's feet on their heads or on their breasts or whatever. We don't find. But here, because Brahma's phrase and Brahma's speech, what does he say about this?
Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pasyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya sadujvala vigrahasya govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. All the senses, all the indriya, all the senses, sakalendriya, all the senses of Krishna are interchangeable. So when Krishna touches the mother Bhumi with his feet, it's just like he kissed her lips with his lips. The feet become lips, and Mother Bhumi's land becomes kissed by Krishna's feet. So when lovers kiss each other, feelings of Ramanam increase, and feelings of romance and enchantment and amorous feelings increase by kissing. So this is all being woven in here. Because this is a love story, remember. This is the lovers. The Vibhav Prema Shraya is the Gopis, and the Vibhav Prema Vishaya is Krishna. And the Udipana is Brajmando, the forest of Vrindavan, and Krishna's feet, and Krishna's Vaishyanta Mala, and all these things. All these things are Udipana to stimulate amorous love in the Gopis. They see his mala, they get excited. They see his footprints, they get excited. Next Saturday, we'll see Krishna's footprints in Charan Bihari. Yeah. It's our birthday venue. Like some people every year have a birthday at High Regency. They rent a hotel, they rent a fancy hotel, rent one dining room and a big hotel. All our friends come there, and chefs come out with trays and serve everything, big deal, you know. I went to some functions like that and gave lectures in Delhi. High Regency, Port Royal, Royal Hotel, and nearby temple. And they're big fancy buildings. Five star, Maya star, Maya star hotel. I get some lecture and then they have some fees and all that. So, this is being told here. Sri Goswami is, because the Gopis, what happened when they started to hear Krishna's flute, they went unconscious. They couldn't describe what they're seeing in meditation. They wanted to speak what they're seeing. Oh, he's so beautiful, he has Vajrayana Mala, and he smiles like this. They couldn't speak because they were in trance. They lost their consciousness, they went in trance of amorous love. So picking up the thread, Shukadeva Goswami spoke this verse on behalf of the Mandri, on behalf of the Sakis. Actually, the Sakis were thinking this verse and seeing this in their meditation, but they were so excited they weren't able to say it. So he did a pretty good job of translating. You get a thumbs up for translating. Pay attention, please. Here's the translation, official DVD. Wearing a peacock, Krishna's wearing a peacock feather on his head. Blue karnikara flowers on his ears. Yellow garment, golden, brilliant gold, dhoti, and a Vaishyanti mala. Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers. Natavara Vapu. As he entered the forest of Vrindavan, Vrindaranya Pravishad, And he filled the whole of his sleep with the nectar of his lips. The cowherd boy sang his glories. Govinda, Govinda Gita Kirti. Purport by BBC. Krishna's artistic way of dressing and the view of blue flowers placed over his ears excited the gopis' romantic amorous desires. They poured the nectar of his lips into his suit. They simply lost themselves in ecstatic love for him. Child. Nice. Lost. That's where I get lost. Lost in love for Krishna. I'll see another translation here. That was number five?
Yeah.
Five. Exhibiting before their mental eyes an exquisite form resembling an actor on a stage, adorned with a crest of peacock feathers, wearing carnicara flowers on his ears, a mala, flower mala of five different colors, and a golden cloth around his hips, and filling the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips. Krishna entered Vrindavan, charming the land of Vrindavan with a swift prince found at every step, his glory being sung by hosts of cowherd boys. Nice. Very sweet translation in English. Let's see what else I have. And a translation here. I don't think so. Let's see what a commentary on this verse. How notes on my book here about this verse. Very interesting notes. Stan goes so many commentary. The gopis became overwhelmed with intense loving feelings for Krishna as they remember mentioning the Vrindavan forest. Sukadeva fills in for the gopis by describing the form the Krishna gopis are seeing in their eyes of praying set in the, with their eyes of their praying set in their hearts. So what the gopis are seeing in their meditation. Sri Goswami is describing verse number five. We'll hear more about that in a couple minutes. Filling the holes with the nectar of his lips implies that Krishna vibrated the flute with a special feeling of ecstasy. So he was feeling ecstatic. He was walking with the cowboys behind all the cows on Gocharan Leela, entering the forest of Vrindavan near Govardhan. But his mind was in Barsana. His mind and heart were in the heart and mind of Radharani and Barsana. So and that was in his heart and mind. So what the song he sang, because when people sing or play music, they play from their heart. So when Krishna, the Govardhans don't have any idea. They think, oh, he's just playing some cool tune. You know, so many ragas, you know, even David says, trying to figure out the ragas Krishna plays. He's playing some really cool raga, so we'll glorify his musical melody. Oh, you're such a virtuoso, Krishna. You're some extra flute player. Go over in the kirti, sing Krishna's fame and glories. But he's calling, in ecstasy, he's calling out for the gopis. Snan Goswami understands that. But who is Snan Goswami? He's a Govi. Yeah, Nitya. Nitya Manjari, Nitya Saki Manjari, Labhanga Manjari. So he's Taravmiya, Bhavataravmiya Radharani's heart. So he knows when he knows what Radharani's feeling, and he knows what Krishna's playing in his flute. His flute is, the vibration of Krishna's flute is carrying his love from the forest to Varsana. Are you guys SMS with Bing? Oh, no. The SMS is carrying your love from your to you to your beloved. So Krishna plays flute, carries his love from his heart to his beloved. The original SMS, Sham Messenger Service. VMS, Vamsi Messenger Service. There's nothing new under the sun. Krishna's dress, is describing Krishna's dress, they're not describing pearl necklaces, golden arm bracelets, and other ornaments. Why aren't they mentioned? Because they're automatically always present with Krishna. But since this particular day was the first day of autumn, that's why this section of the Bhagavatam is called Pastimes in Autumn Season. This Vayu Geet and the culmination, Rasa, that's all part of autumn. Shara season, autumn. But this is the first day of autumn, Vayu Geet. So Krishna was playing special sports in the forest, so he didn't wear, he took all these pearls and gold off and replaced with Karnikara flowers and wildflower garlands, Vajjandamala, to look like a dancer on stage. All the dancers have leaves in their hair, Gunjamala in their hair, all the wild stuff. But he's dressed like an Adivasi or something. You know, he wear feathers and, feathers, you know, bandanas, you know, put vines around the fire, put feathers in the vine, you know, flower mallas, you know, dress like nature lovers. God, fairy goddess, forest fairies. Spirits of the forest. Forest angels. So they dress up like that and they go to rock concerts like really cool. I see. Like that helps. Everyone had a youth. You're not born old, you know. You get old, right? You also have youth. Have some youth in there also. Let's see who is Shashakuri. Let's forget it. Yeah, wait a minute. Put it back. I forgot to be froze. This takes five. This very important verse for anybody who wants to memorize verses. You can tackle this one. I'll show you why in a few seconds. While discussing the transcendental vibration of Krishna's flute, the gopis remembered Krishna dressed, decorated with a peacock feather on his head, just like a dancing actor, with blue flowers pushed over his ear. It's interesting, Prabhupada said, push over one ear. Vishnu Sarvai brings that out in his commentary. Prabhupada was already on top of it. You can push over one ear. But the BBC says on both ears. So his ears are ears. It's carnio is plural. But Vishnu explains how it means one ear. His garment glowed yellow gold. He was garlanded with a Vaijanti necklace. Dressed in such an attractive way, Krishna filled up the holes of his flute with the nectar emanating from his lips. So the gopis remember Krishna entering the forest of Vrindavan, which is always glorified by the footprints of Krishna and his companions. Nice translation. Krishna is very sweet. This original pre 1978 version. Rhythmic poetry. Pretty sweet. So this guy. Vishnu Chagari Bhagavati. Yeah. His comment, Vishnu's commentaries on under verse text 6, by the way. We're discussing text 5, but the Tika text 5 under text 6. Made in India production. Well, yours truly. Seeing that the Gopis cannot speak, Sukadeva Goswami being omniscient, began to describe Krishna's pastimes according to the mode of intense love. What does that mean? Madhurya Bhava. So what does that mean that Sukadeva is in what? Sukadeva Goswami is in Gopi Bhava. Gopi Bhava. What Gopi Bhava, Madhurya? Gopi Bhava is only Madhurya Bhava. Krishna wants to be decked with a peacock feather. The Karnikara flowers ears, Karnikara and this and that. The singular wears Karnio means ears in dual form. Doesn't indicate, so it's not on his ears, because the simple translation BBT, because this is done by BBT, because Prabhupada didn't do the BBT, Prabhupada did the chapter 14 and left his body, the new edition. So this is chapter 21, so it's done by his disciples. So they translate Karnio, because it's plural. Means he has flower of both ears. Vishnu says, it means so he sometimes wears a flower on one ear, and sometimes on the other ear. Doesn't mean 2 ears, means 2 ears, but one at a time. Now one time flower in both ears. One time flower one ear, one time flower in another ear, so both ears, 2 different days. You got it? He did this to express the intoxication of youth. Youth is very intoxicating, as everyone knows. Thus Krishna's body, beautiful body, look like the best of dancers. Krishna purposely dressed in an artful way to display his youthful charms in order to incite the romantic desires of the gopis. He was trying to inflame the passion in the hearts of the gopis by decking himself out like a dancing actor on the stage. He's really clever. Seeing the gopis might have criticized the flute, rubbing holes in it. Krishna filled the holes with nectar of his lips. Though the flute is non-living, the touch of the nectar of Krishna's lips brought it back to life, brought it to life. Empowered that flute to madness three worlds. Then considering the flute to be dull, life of the song qualified for such work, the vibration of Krishna's flute playing exudes from the holes and enters the ears and minds of the gopis. The implication is that the flute vibration makes itself successful in accomplishing its purpose of fully exhibiting its powers of conquering the rest of gopis of the cupid. So Krishna used his flute to hypnotize the gopis, put them in a spell of amorous desire. He created cupidity in their heart with his romantic flute playing. Very clever guy, huh? So some guy goes to the bar and plays his guitar, sings love songs. A few girls gather around him. So all this music, music boys and girls, is going together a long time. Guys always try different tricks to catch a girl. That's on their own power and merit, they can't get too far. They have to have some tools and assistance. Guitars, flutes, you know, whatever. So Krishna started all off. He's Hamsarasa Prabhupada.
अहं सर्वस्य प्रभवो अतः सर्वं प्रवर्तते इति मत्वा भजन्ते मां बुधा
भावसमन्विता So this is Krishna. Now see my notes here. That's an interesting notes. Natavara Babu. Oh, this is an interesting point. The acharyas say that this is the best slow, this is the best verse in Shas in the Srimad Bhagavatam. 18,000 verses. This is the best verse for remembering, for meditating on Krishna's beauty. There are two similar verses which describe Krishna's beauty. One is Brahma Stuti, 10th canto, chapter 14, verse 1. The other is chapter 23, Yogi Padnis, Brahma and Krishna, chapter 23, 10th canto, verse 22. These three slokas to describe the beauty of Krishna's form are on three different levels. The bottom level is Brahma's verse. The middle level is Yagapani's verse. And the topmost level of verse describing Krishna's beauty is chapter 21, 10th canto, chapter 21, verse 5, spoken by the gopis. Or in the mood of the gopis, by Shukadeva, capturing the mood of the gopis, as if the gopis themselves spoke it. These three verses reveal different tastes or ambition within the speakers. Lord Brahma's verse is mentioned in the bottom. He's looking from the viewpoint of Dasya Ras. The wise are not offering obeisances, they're tasting, the wise of Yogi Padnis are tasting some brajaras. They have desires, they're expressing desires to enter the pastime of Krishna Vrindavan. But the residents of Mathura, like the Yogi Padnis, were followed by Shri above for Krishna and Vrindavan Lila. But this shloka of the Vena Geet is not ordinary. It's revealing the Vrajgopi's madness. Vrajgopis, in this verse, spoken by Shukadeva, in their mood, they're jumping from subject to subject. It's because first they're talking about speak of feather, then they talk about speed, entering the forest and singing and playing. So they're going, they're not just talking about his body, they're jumping all around the place. They're overcome with madness. Now let's look at these verses. One by one. Let's look at the Brahma's verse. 14th chapter, verse number 1. Lord Brahma said, look it up, chapter 14, verse 1. This is full of Aishwarya Bhav and that is the mood of Dasya. 14:1. Brahma Stuti, prayers of Lord Brahma, verse number 1. This verse is full of Dasya Bhav, reverential mood, of all official, worshipful mood. Also glorifying Krishna's body, his Vapu, but not saying he's a dancing actor on stage. Lord Brahma, see the angle of vision of Brahma. So the angle of vision, Drishti Kona, is important. The angle of vision you see according to your Bhav. Like someone might see someone and think they're very beautiful. Someone else might not think so. You ask him, what do you think of this lady here? Well, she's very beautiful. You ask him, he may not disagree. Says he was wise around. There's rice in the room. So be careful. You like that, lady? So he starts out, goes, you see the difference between this verse and the goes. So we talk about, we worship sweetness and brush the sweetness of the goes, Bob. So see the difference in sweetness of these. There's three prayers glorifying Krishna's beautiful body. This is the lowest one, there was the lowest one, middle one, top one. Everything's three, remember I said that before. You are the only, oh Lord, oh, what does it say here? Idya. Idya means most worshipful. Idya. It's one of the Pancha Samskaras. Idya. Engage the disciple in doing puja. Disciple does puja, God stopping that, does puja the Gurudev, offers the mala, offers the flower, chanda. This is part of puja, part of Pancha Samskara addiction. You all did it. Remember?
Yes.
So he said, you're the only worshipful God. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisance and prayers just to please you. So he's motivated. It's not hard to keep up a tiyata. There's motivation. I'm buttering you up because I don't want to ask for a favor. I'm flattering you. Where is that? Can I do it here? Oh, yeah, sure. So he's saying, you're God, you're great. Oh, by the way, you know, protecting from the demons. And, you know, I gave this blessing to this guy and the Sarani Kajibu. Now everybody's angry with me. And, please protect me. Brahma gave blessings to Rani Kashyapu, you know.
Ravana Hiranyakashipu.
So I offer my humble obeisance. Why? Just to please you. And I want a favor. Oh, son of the king of cowards, your sensitive eyes dark blue like a little lion cloud. Like a new cloud, your garments brilliant like lightning. The beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings and peacock feather head. Wearing garlands as far as flowers and leaves, equipped with a herding stick, bugle horn, flute, you stand beautifully with a morsel of flute in your hand. So that's just very matter of fact. It's like taking a selfie with Bhagavan. It's like the description of some of the selfie. Take a picture of what you see and what it was. But yeah, the earth is feeling Ramana from your touch. Commit us to go eastwards. So much different. So now, let's look at chapter 23, verse 22. Gyayapadni Stuti. Prayers by the Brahmin's wives. These are Nikunja Devani's prayers. These are Brahmin Kavati's. So she said, chapter 22, verse 22. Krishna's complexion was dark blue and his garment golden. Wearing peacock feather, colored minerals, sprigs of flower buds, and garland of forest flowers and leaves. He was dressed like a dramatic actor, dancer. He rested one hand on the shoulder of a friend, the other hand twirled a lotus. Lilies graced his ears, and hair hung down over his cheeks, and his lotus-like face was smiling. This a little more sweeter, a little more intimate. Focusing on a smile, and focusing on his Ras exchange, a friendly Ras, putting his Sakya Ras here. So it's Krishna and his lovers, his coward boyfriends. And then Brahma service is just Brahma and Krishna. Brahma taking a selfie with Krishna. Nobody else in the picture. Like if you want to take a quick selfie, so somebody else will take it out. No, you're just me. And sometimes people say, they want to take a picture of me. So they take a picture. Their wife gets in the picture. They say, no, get out. I'll get out of your lower arm. I say, you can be on this side. She may answer, no, no. Better take another picture. I want to see with me. I fold my hands. Don't curse me. No, okay, you're good. Now this one's a little more sweeter. Now, let's look at the one we're studying. The one we're studying is, now see what. They're saying he's a dancing actor, they say the same thing. But the cedar marking footprints, Ramana, all the Sanskrit words are much more romantic. Ramana means Madhurya Ras. Ramana, Radharaman, lover of Radharani. Nectar of his lips, Suda, Adara Suda. What do they say? Yeah, no, what did Yagyavani say?
Rested upon shoulder of the friend.
They don't talk anything about lips and nectar.
No.
See, you're talking about nectar, lips, nectar, flutes, ramanam. That's pretty innuendo. That's pretty intimating what's on their mind. Your lips are all nectar, and the flutes came all nectar, and ramanam, the ground is feeling ramanam from touch your feet. So when your feet touch the ground, the ground is the breast of Mother Earth. She feels ramanam. So when your feet touch our breast, we feel ramanam also. So you see how much rasa this verse is, 10th canto, chapter 21, verse 5. It's totally amorous love. Parakeet above. You see? Best to compare these two. This is ordinary love. This is praying. The Yagyavani said praying for Krishna. They're praying like this. They describe doesn't have the ras, doesn't have the intimacy, doesn't have that romantic, erotic, amorous twist, or amorous flavor, I should say, of verse 5. You got it?
Yes.
So just see the nectar of Venugid. So let's see what notes we have here.
That's Vatsala Rasa Gurudev, Ignipatniks.
Devadis are, now they're not Vatsala Rasa. They're exhibiting a mood like Gopis feed Krishna. They're not Vatsali Ras. Rai cooks his whole breakfast for him, cooks snacks for him, cooks feeds at lunch to dinner time. But she's not Vatsali Ras. So they gave all kinds of food and fed him and fed the cowboys. But the Ras, what they heard about Krishna, they didn't develop feelings of a mother, they developed feelings of a lover.
Yagnapatnis.
Yeah. Yagnapatnis, they heard about him from all the Adivasis, pulling the women, came to the house to sell oils, friggin' oils, kasturi, and other things, Gunjamala and things for Takarji, decorating their Takarji, peacock feather fans. Adivasis come. Adivasis pick up peacock feathers, make a peacock fan, go sell them the feathers, you know. So Adivasis, pulling the women, come door to door, salesmen. They bring oils and kasturi, musk, they bring peacock feathers and gunjamala and red, you know, earth and garlic, red earth and yellow earth and purple earth and then different kinds of clays. Multani miti for shampooing your hair, the Yagyavadis. They don't go out in the forest and dig up this mud from the lakes and stuff. The Adivasi to the Blinda. So they have a big business selling all this stuff. So when they come there, the Yagyavani say, tell us, I just went to Nandagram. I saw Krishna. Well, you know, he's really handsome guy, you know. Okay. Really. Do you look at my husband? Oh, your husband has nothing in it. This is so uptight. This guy's got long, your husband has shaved head. He looks like weird, you know. This guy's got long, wavy hair, big nose, eyes. And really? So they get excited, you know. Get attracted. Krishna, all attractive. So this way they develop, by hearing about Krishna, they develop amorous attraction, Madhuyarati. So now it's a big chance, so we talk to them like you talk to the gopis at Rasa Dance, but they went back, because they're bound by their dharma. So let's see what else we have here. So that's the one point I made about these three verses. You should take a note, it's very important for us teaching the sweetness of Krishna. 21, 10th canto, 21:5, 10th canto, chapter 14, verse 1, and 10th canto, chapter 23, verse 22. These are three verses describing Krishna's beauty from different viewpoints of Ras and Vav. That according to your Vav is how you see reality. The impossible for Brahma to speak, 21:5. The impossible for Yogyapadini speech 21:5. Then how the Baba would go be. Then how go be Baba. This is right, we should understand what isn't Gopi Baba, so we can understand what is Gopi Baba. What's in me that's more like Brahma? What's in me that's more like Yogyapadini? Kick that out and fill our heart and mind with pure Gopi Baba. Shuddha Baba. Shuddha Bhava and Shuddha Deha. Shuddha means Shuddha, pure. Your Bhava or Bhava has to be pure one. Okay, carry on. Okay, ready? Natavaravapu, what does that mean? Natavaravapu.
Best dancer. The form of this dancer.
Natya Shastra, what's Natya Shastra?
Dancing.
Shastra, drama and dance. Dance and drama. Natya Shastra. Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra. To a ras. And dance and bhava, and exchange of ras. Natya Shastra. So, nat means dancing. What's the verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita about Krishna's guru?
Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Shishyanath.
What does it mean?
Radha Rani is...
Radhika is my guru of prem.
Yeah.
Love guru. Ami Shishyanath in Bengali.
I am
disciple.
I'm a dancing Shishya. Dance. Natch, grow. We did Arinam Karti, big speaker. Natch. Everybody's dancing. So let's see what the comment is. Shiva is Nataraj, but he can't compare to Krishna. Rajago, we see Krishna, and this, you know, how is Shiva dances crazy. And it's Tandavanitya. Tandavanitya is a frantic male dance. 1 foot is touching the moon planet. 1 foot is touching Saturn. One arm is touching Venus. Another arm is touching another planet. That's Tandavanitya. Dance, mad dance. So that's Shiva, okay. His body's dancing, that's all. But the gopis call Krishna Nataraj because from head to toe, every part of his body is dancing. Yeah. His ornaments are Natavara. His ornaments are dancing. His Makara Kundala are dancing. His waist bells are dancing. King Kini Mala, ding ding ding. His anger bells are dancing, ding ding ding. And he has armlets. Armlets are tied with silk strings and hanging down. His armlets, the silk strings, his armlets are dancing. There are silk strings. A lady ties a sash and has dancing. He also ties a sash around his, it's called cummerbund. Cummerbund around his hips. Whereas yellow W, red, flaming red, anurag red. Anurag red cummerbund around his hips. And that's dancing also. His dhoti is fluttering the wind, his dhoti is dancing. His feet are dancing. His waist rolls are dancing with sweet sound. His mala is swinging. His Vajjanti mala is swinging. His fingers are dancing on the holes of the flute. Fingers are dancing. His eyes are dancing. His dark tresses are bouncing on his shoulders. His hair is dancing. His eyes are dancing. His earrings are dancing. All the goas, cows, lattas, creepers, branches of trees, and we are all imitating Krishna's dancing. This is the meaning of the phrase Natavara Babu. He is a form of dancing, like a dancer. And he's transforming everyone else into a dancer. Nice, huh? These are notes from commentaries like a long time ago. Is the nature, this discussion now on Karnikaram. Karnikaram, Karnio. Yeah, Karnikaram flowers on his ears. Is the nature of flowers to follow the sun? The sun moves across the sky, the flowers follow it, especially Surajmukhi flowers. A very pronounced way. All flowers, they follow the sun. So, why is Krishna place his flowers sometimes on his right ear and sometimes left ear?
To express the intoxication of his youth.
What?
To express the intoxication of.
Follows Radharani.
That's I'm happy to hear you. Remembering Vishnu's commentary, word for word, he's expressing the intoxication of his youth, that's correct. He's intoxicated with his beautiful beauty, and he's just enhancing it by moving his flower unit. But the line of the logic of what I'm saying, my question follows this logic. Flowers follow the sun. So when Krishna walks through a village, when he goes through Yadavar Varsana, sometimes the gopis are on the right-hand side of the street. Sometimes the gopis are on the right-hand side of the footpath when he goes through the cows and coward boys following. And so he puts the flower on his right ear. And I know when I go through Yom, Radharani's palace on the right-hand side of the road. When I go through Varsana, her palace on the left-hand side. So I put the flower on my left-hand side. To express the intoxication of my love for Radharani. Youth intoxicates you, but love intoxicates you 100%. Being young intoxicates you, okay, everyone. Well, you're young and in love, you're totally crazy. You're totally drunk. You're totally 24/7 intoxicated. You lose your appetite, you don't sleep, you don't eat, you don't dress. You spend all the time on the cell phone, sending messages back and forth, calling every 2 hours, get tired of talking, then send messages for 2 hours. They call her. Texting, like texting or texting?
Yeah, texting.
Texting.
Mad world. I get caught up in it myself sometimes. It's crazy. It's like, Tarby, I tell you a story about Tarby, right? Tarby guy got stuck. Tarby.
No.
I told you it was yes, a Sunday satsang. GSS or something. There was a kid playing. He went in the forest. He saw a black boy.
Legs.
Black boy with a baseball cap on. And, you know, like a young boy. He was totally black as tar.
Yeah.
And he went up to him. He said, "Hey, what's your name? You're new around here. I haven't seen you. You're a little dark." And he wasn't saying anything. He was just a doll made of tar, black tar, but dressed in a cowboy hat and looked like a coward, like a boy. Pants and shirt on, whatever. So he said, "You know, what's your name? Where you came from?" He wasn't telling. He said, "Why did you talk? Say something." So then he slapped his shoulder and said, "Say something."
Kind of stuck.
And the boy got stuck in the tar. He got stuck in the tar like glue, like super glue. He's like, "What is this?
Leave
what kind of guy are you, man?" He wanted to get his hand out, so he pushed the guy. He wanted to push the guy away, get him to free his head, and his other left hand got stuck. I'm sorry. So his two hands are stuck. Super glue. Not saying you're stuck. So I kicked the guy. His right foot got stuck. He came with that one. Stuck in the tar baby. That's a kid's story, you know. I was old, I was 3 years old, you know. Bedtime story. By the Tarby. So this is, you know, what I guess that.
Chanting messages.
Yeah, he gets stuck on the same. He sends messages, texting back and forth. He gets stuck on it, like a Tarby. You can't pull your fingers on it. Oh, what about this? Yeah, what about it? He goes on the page. Oh, God, good night. If I say it's too late, good night. And then you can go to bed with your phone and look half hour later. Look, by the way, you have another message. He said, "Look, I already said good night half hour ago." Okay, I'll reply to that. Okay, now file good night. Good night. Then you throw the phone 50 feet across the room. Good night. So this is going on in some places. Big time. So this is Krishna's dancing earrings. What time is it?
4:11.
Okay. You're a little over here. So you turn in 20 feet. Fun. So the flowers follow the sun. So Krishna puts his flower one side out to intoxicate the gopis. Then Lightning says, Kanaka Kavisham, Vasa Kanaka Kavisham, means Pitambara. He wears, Krishna wears the Pitambara dhoti, yellow dhoti, the same golden color as the Rajagopis. So by wearing this dhoti, Krishna discloses his internal feelings of love for Rajagopis. So that's why Krishna wears yellow dhoti, because that's the color of Radharani. When I was making a flag for this ashram temple, the flag is a very auspicious thing to have. It's described quite a bit in the Puranas, the value and purification of having a flag fly over your house or temple, or castle or palace or whatever. Many hundreds of verses describing the benefits of flag. So I decided I want to do that. So we put a flag there with the help of our Delhi friends, got it made in Delhi. And so I said, what color am I going to put here? So one time I went through different flags. One time I had a blue flag. And I was going to get a flag because none of all has a flag in this palace. It's a male peacock with a fan tail. That's his flag over his palace. The peacock tail, beautiful tail, wide open, 180 degrees tail. That's his flag. So I was going to get one made like that. Really cool. I thought, but yellow reminds me of Radharani. And now my life is dedicated to this golden girl. So I've made yellow. So yellow became the standard flag over here. So Krishna wears yellow dhoti to remember the love of Radharani. Because her love is like gold. It's molten gold. Gold melted 1,000 times. 10,000 carat gold. 10 million carat gold. That's her love. So, the flag reminds you of the pure love of Radharani, like molten gold. The more gold is melted and purified, it becomes more valuable. And it changes its carats, 5 carat, 10 carat, 24 carat. And these how purified it is. Remember I said, everything and everyone in Vrindavan is meant to bring Radha and Krishna together. I'm meant to remind Krishna of Radharani. I'm meant to remind Radharani of Krishna. When Radharani sees a tamal tree, in the old days of Vrindavan, everywhere there were tamal trees and everywhere kadamba trees. These are the most common trees growing in Braj Mandal. 100 years ago. 100 years ago from here, from right where we are right now, all the way down the road to Rall. Village called Rall. It's quite far, about 6-8 kilometers down the road. It was all Kadamba forest. 80 years ago. I met old people in the village of Rakan. It's only where my ashram is was the Kadamba forest. It was so dark there in the summer because everybody lived on the hill. The rock and everyone lived on the hill. No one lived out. Everyone lived on the inside of Prickamar. Outside, no one lived. The Prickamar goes around the hill of Rakan. Everyone lived on the hill. And then gradually other lower classes moved in down the hill and stuff. Most Brahmins live up there. So he said it was so cold, it was so dark in the forest, you couldn't even see a light in the daytime. So dense the trees. It'd be like 20 degrees colder inside the forest than outside in the sunshine. It was all the way down to those trees. That would be nice. So it says, Adara, Adara Amritam, 9.3. Vino Adara Shuddha Puriyam. Krishna fills the flute with the nectar of his lips. So Adara Amrita comes out of the flute, becomes Nada Amrita. Nad, Vino Nad. Nad means sound. See, Vena Nad. So it becomes Nad Amrita. The nectar of sweet sound. The exquisite music of Krishna's flute makes dry trees become green and lush with foliage. Makes flowers bloom, makes rocks melt, makes clouds stop moving in the sky. Lord Brahma becomes spellbound when he hears the flute. Shesha Naga, his head starts spinning. Shesha Naga is a big on the bottom of the universe, holding out the Earth planet. His head starts spinning. He starts going like this. Have you ever seen a basket? Inside a basket, Rajasthani guy has a cobra. And he opens a basket. And he starts playing Shanai. It's covered too. Covers. Everybody's seen it. Westerners always try to scare us. So, Krishna's like that. He makes Shesha now hears the flute, starts going like this. Mm-hmm. The universe is spinning, going, okay, everybody's got a headache on you. Universal headache. Intergalactic headache. Roshi Gopis hear the flute, and inundates their heart with strong desires to be Krishna. As soon, as the Braja Gopis begin talking. As soon as the Gopis begin talking about the flute, a picture of Krishna's enchanting form playing his flute is implanted in their hearts, and they taste, and they lose external consciousness. Their throats choke up and they can't speak. The Braja Gopis submerged in ecstatic Krishna prema, simply they simply look at each other without speaking. That's verse 5. How many of the devotees have seen Krishna's footprints in Vrindavan? In Vrindavan, Braj Mandal.
We've been in that, where footprint of Krishna, we've been in that.
We went in Yapanyata.
And Ramakaman is in Sharan Bihari, and down the ground near Brindakund is in Sharan Bihari's footprints on the hill.
And Sanatana Goswami, this
Radha Damodar. Radha Damodar, that's really good. Radha Damodar Mandir and Sivakunj in Vrindavan is a Shila, Sanatana Goswami Shila, Krishna personally stood in Gauran Shila. Krishna's footprint is there.
Bhajan Kutir also. Bhajan Kutir also. Sanatana Goswami, Bhajan Kutir, Madan Mohan.
Where?
Madan Mohan, Bhajan Kutir of Sanatana Goswami, they also have Shiva.
On the top?
On the top, Madan Mohan.
Yeah,
yes, Bhajan Kutir of Sanatana Goswami, they have also now, I don't know, before, but last 10 years I've seen it.
Krishna came again, yeah.
No, they brought this Srila there, Govardhan Srila.
Yes,
they
showed
me also.
They gave
two Srilas.
It's a duplicate. Actually, in temples they also showed me one Srila. This is...
Well, it's big in
Bhajan
Kutir.
I just want to see one Srila. Well, you go to Rajasthan and Jaipur, it's Radhan or Mandir, and they see that's the original Srila. And Shiva comes, they say, that's the original Shiva. They both look about the same. So now the original Shiva is on Drasadeva Tila and Sango Sainz wasn't good here. There's three original Shivas. Another folklore of Krishna is in Ratnavedi. Ratnavedi near Gwalpa Court. Asher Kusan Sora on the right hand side, same side, on the west side of Prickamark, on this east side, west side of east side. Asher Kusan Sora. A few hundred meters down, right hand side, go inside a little forest there.
Forest.
There's a rock there with Krishna's footprint in it. And a bowl also. He melts the cow and the cow will melt the rock and rock melts him. Yeah, there it is. Show it to me. You saw?
I can see.
I think in a few weeks, next Saturday, we'll start doing yachas. The summer is too hot, and winter is
too cold.
This is a good time. Or is holy time also coming on? So you get all the strands of the color. There we go, that's first. What time is that?
426.
Okay, let's go to the next verse. Anastu Chandas, standard Bhagavatam Chandas, takes number 6 of 10th Canto, chapter 21. Ativinu Ravam Rajan, Sarabhuta Manoharan.
Iti Venu Rabam Rajam Sarva Bhutamanoharam
Shrutva Brajastriya Sarva
Shrutva Brajastriya Sarva
Varnayantyo Bire Bire
Varnayantyo Bire Bire.
So, Venu Rabam Rajam. Raja means king. What king was being talked about here?
Parikshit Maharaj.
Now, Shukadeva's speaking to whom?
Parikshit Maharaj.
He's saying, hey Rajan, Rava means sound. Rava means sound, let's say. Sound about foot sound. Manoharam, what does Manoharam mean?
Mind stealing.
Pleasing to the mind.
Stealing the mind.
Stealing the mind.
Manohara
is to steal.
Hara,
yeah.
Now means mind, hara means thief. Steal, enchant the mind, captivate the mind, steal the mind. No wrong.
She's saying Manohar Dada. His
name, Manohar. That's glutamine.
Jiva, living beings.
Living beings, Buddha. Sarvuta. So what does line 2 mean?
It's enchanting the mind of all three beings.
Enchanting to all
the beings. Enchanting the minds of What's the chain you want to show you?
The sound
of the Lord. Shri Krishna, Shri Sarva. What does Sarva mean?
All.
What does Shriya mean? Ladies. Ladies. Ladies.
Ladies. Ladies. Ladies. Ladies. Ladies. Ladies.
Ladies.
Ladies. Ladies. Ladies. Ladies. Ladies.
Ladies. After hearing.
Listening.
Shravana.
Hearing,
hearing. Shrutis, four shrutis. What are the four shrutis?
The four shrutis, the four Veda.
Veda. Atharva
Veda. Veda,
Rigveda.
Rigveda.
Samaveda.
Yajurveda. So the four shrutis, they're learned by hearing. Shruti, shravanam, hearing, shruti. Varnaya. Varnaya means syllables, sounds, syllables. Deliberate. Embrace each other. The gopis heard Krishna's flute and they start embracing each other. Just like you see in every month, the cows, there's an animal called a cow, and the cow has a cycle like a human being. Every month the cow gets excited. It has a period, you can say. It's like a human woman. So when a cow is excited and there's no bulls around, one cow jumps on another cow.
Okay.
One cow gets excited, there's yaks like a bull and jumps on another cow. It looks a little funny. But they do like that. It's the impulse of desire, you know, you can't, very hard to control. So, this gopis are hearing Krishna's food, are getting excited with romantic desires, amorous desires. They want to embrace Krishna, they want to embrace the flute player, but he's not there. So they just, leave the embrace Vishaka, you know, Chungavati embrace Radharani, everybody just embrace each other. As a compensation, can't embrace Krishna, have to embrace somebody. Embrace a tree or, they embrace each other. When young ladies, when the Braja Gopis heard the sound of Krishna's flute, which captivates the minds of all living entities, they all embrace one each other, embrace one another and began describing it. So the Vinaya Gita is spoken by different gopis while they're embracing each other. It's pretty amazing to think about. Gopis embracing each other. Oh, the food, the Krishna's like this. Embracing each other. And one gopi's looking at the other gopi, talking to her like she's Krishna's flute player. In one verse of Vinaya Gita. The other gopi who's embracing her replies to her like she's Krishna. And she's another verse of Vinaya Gita. That's what he's saying. Let's see some other translations here. See what Krishna, the Prabhupada says in Krishna book. Text 6, chapter 21. What a place here. Krishna is very expert in playing the flute. Gopis are captivated by sound vibration, which is not only attractive to them, but to all living creatures who heard it. That's all he said. Everyone's attracted to Krishna's flute. Let's see what the Gita Press guy is saying. What was that? That was 6, huh? Oh, that's interesting. See, the The food, Krishna's food captures the mind of all living beings. And celebrating the food, the gopis of Vrindavan mentally embrace Krishna.
Okay.
Okay, mentally embrace Krishna and physically embrace each other. Mental embrace is one thing, physical embrace is another thing. Everyone agrees to embracing what's going on. That's interesting. Where's that? That's verse 6. The leaders of each group of gopi spoke two verses of praise, but they felt apprehensive about revealing their inner motives before the common people. To avoid explicitly explaining their intimate past under Krishna, the gopi spoke in a hidden but humorous way. Well, that's interesting. Let's see what the commentary is. Springtime's coming. Watch out. Cupid's gonna catch you. Arrows of Cupid. Romance is in the air. This is Vrindavan. Romantic place. Sanat Goswami says, Varyantya Viravire means the gopis embrace Krishna trapped in their hearts. By nature, special loving mood arose. All the gopis embrace each other. Or they all embrace the vibrational flute. Or it could be that Sukadeva Goswami he's giving different ideas of Viravire. Viravire means embrace. It's in line. What line is it?
Last word.
So, Sanat Goswami is giving four different meanings of embrace. Patience. They embrace Krishna in their hearts. They embrace each other. They embrace the vibration of the flute. Or, the fourth one, Sukadeva Goswami is addressing. Reach it. Sukadeva grabs Krishna by the arm, lifting him up and embraces him. This is not Goswami.
Yeah, right.
He said, "Oh, you are displaying special. You're displaying special loving symptoms." And then Sukadeva grabbed Riksha by the arm. Listen to him and embrace him. So everybody's embracing here. This is why when Krishna's dancing, Venu Natavara. I mean,
Venu Ravam.
Natavara Babu. When Krishna's dancing, hearing's dancing, waist fell, everything's dancing. The everyone's a racing. Shugay's a racing. King Friksha. Goey's a racing each other. Goey's a racing a flute. There's a big embracing party going on. Sounds good, like mama hugging mama. That's South Indian lady was hugging mama.
Amritama. Amritama. Anandama.
She heard your neighborhood, I think. You go to the shady area. What's your name?
Amrita Nandamayi.
Hugging mom. She hugs the world. That's good. She's doing something good. Helping people try and spread love in their own way. It's a good thing. Love is always good. What is bad about that?
No.
It's a good thing?
Not their good thing.
Huh?
No purpose.
No purpose. That's it. Okay. Let's see the notes on this one. How much notes on this? It's very clear upon hearing the Venu Geet, the flute song of Krishna. All the birds, animals, trees, plants, and all the Vrishvasis, young and old, became attracted and filled with bliss, according to the level of the individual bhavas. The sweetness of Krishna's Venu steals the mind of every living entity. There's a hidden meaning here. Hidden meaning here. At this time, at the time of the Rasa dance, the sound of Krishna's flute enchanted beloved rich gopis, no one else. Although all the divinities, minds were attracted by Krishna's flute. Only Vrishramanis sacrifice their shyness, self-control, fear, disregard for public opinion, social conventions, virtuous conduct, and all other attachments around to meet their lover, Krishna. Half dressed or improperly dressed. So everyone heard Krishna's flute and Rasa dance. But then they became attracted, but they didn't give up their position. They didn't get sacrifice everything for that flute player. When they go east for the flute, they sacrifice everything for Krishna. So the idea is when Krishna many fortunate living entities get the call from Krishna. They get a message in their heart. They get inspiration in their heart to turn to God. But most people can't follow up on it. They hear it, or they feel some movement towards God, but they can't give up sacrifice or attachments to a mundane world, to live a life centered around Bhagavan, Krishna. So most people stay helpless in the material samsara. The gopis, they responded properly and favorably. Krishna's inviting. But Krishna's playing a flute, inviting all the entities in his own way. How many people pick up on it? Very few, very fortunate. As Krishna says in Gita. Seventh chapter of Gita, verse number 3. Manushyanam sasresu kasid yatatisiddhaye yatatam kasyamam. Thousands among men, one may endeavor for God, and those who endeavor for God, hardly one knows, finds him. Muktanam abhisiddhanam.
Narayana Parayana.
Koti Shravi Mahamuni. Koti means millions of Mahamunis. Hardly one is the Narayan Bhakta.
Hardly one is Narayana Parayana.
Hardly one is Narayana Bhakta. They raise monies, very learned, but they don't strengthen become bhaktas. So Manohara, the Gopis got, the Manohara means, Sarabhuta Manohara, means all the beings were attracted, but they didn't make the sacrifice the Gopis made. Gopis were also, the deer were Manohara, everyone's Manohara, but no one gave their attachments to sacrifice their life for Krishna. The Gopis gave everything, sacrifice their life for Krishna. Manohara applied to everybody. Sarabhuta Manohara. Everybody became attached to Krishna. Trees, the birds, deer. They didn't give up their positions, didn't give up their attachments. Before this time, each Gopi tried to hide her feelings from other sakis. Fearing that the other Gopis will understand the intensity of her heart. So the Gopis were exhibiting avahita bhav. Avahita bhav means concealing something by speaking in an indirect way. Each Gopi wants to hide her feelings. Praying for Krishna. They want to meet Krishna and enjoy with him. Each Gopi is hiding their feelings, hiding their praying towards Krishna. Instead they're saying, Krishna's so beautiful. Rajagopi say, instead of saying, Krishna's so beautiful. To hide their feelings, they always say, this tamal tree is so beautiful. Why is this creeper embracing this tamal tree? And now they start describing to their intimate friends the bhavas arising in their hearts due to Krishna's darshan. Some Rajagopis are getting so overwhelmed in their emotions, they thinking that their sakis were Krishna himself. Some Rajagopis hugged each other and floated in the blissful ocean of Krishna Milan. Oh, you're Krishna. Pretty amazing. That's the verse. If you be near a bum rajan, so we don't. Hear the sound of Krishna's flute and they start embracing each other. What's the time now?
4:48.
Okay, that's 10 minutes. Okay. Any questions on this verse? Verse number 6, number 5. Maybe two verses today.
This verse, you said that the five
verse 5. You say that is the best verse of Bhagavatam that describes the beauty of Krishna. So it's nice, like, meditate on this verse that we, Manjari Svarupa, are speaking this verse to Radharani to describe the beauty of Krishna.
Yeah, of course. That's the value of Krishna Karmarita. Some people practicing Manjari Bhava Sadhana, they say, I just want to read books about Manjaris. The book Krishna Karmarita is about Krishna. I'd rather read Vyakus Manjari Rara Siddhanti. What's the value of a book? Because that's not talking about Radharani. But this book is all about pleasing Radharani. So there's no greater Radha Bhakti than the last contemporary times than Sri Ananda Swaraji Maharaj. He's a great Rasi Vaishnava, worshiper of Radha Vrindavan Chandra and Radha Krishna. He wrote elaborate commentaries on Krishna Karmarita, describing that the gopis like to hear these verses, Radharani likes to hear these verses. So how did Krishna know about that? How did Krishna know about Krishna Karmarita? Because Lita Vishaka spoke Krishna Karmarita to Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Gambira Lila. Lita Vishaka would speak to him every night verses from Krishna Karmarita. So Sridhar and Rai Ramananda were Lita Vishaka. They were comforting the Mahabhav Radharani and Vira Bhav. Mahaprabhu was feeling separation from Krishna, and Radharani's Mahabhav in Gambira Lila. Gambira Lila means very deep. Gambira means cave, means underground. Gambira means deep, grave, hidden, confidential, private Lila, Rahasya Lila. So in that time, the only thing that could give peace of mind and happiness and separation from Krishna and Radharani was verses on Karmarita. So you can see the supreme value of Krishna Karmarita for Manjari Bhava Sadhana. Because we'll speak these verses to Radharani to soothe their separation from Krishna. So this is a very important book. We follow the teachings, we're Gaudiya Vaishnavas, so we follow the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and his followers who are Raghunath. The Krishna Karmarita is not written by Gaudiya Vaishnava, it's written by Vilvamangala Thakur 1,000 years ago. He wrote the book way before Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya appreciated it because it's so much anukulya for Manjari Bhava and Radha Bhava, Sakhi Bhava. So the commentaries of Ananda Swaraji are fully encouraging for most surprising Manjari Bhava. Anything else? Verse 5, you see it, sweetness of the description of the gopis. Shri Goswami and Gopi Bhava Madhuri Rati, Braja Madhuri Rati, Gopi Bhava, he's speaking this verse on behalf of the gopis who are stunned in ecstasy, remembering Krishna, hearing his flute. They're seeing what's being described in verse 5 of chapter 21. They're seeing what Shri Goswami is describing. Shri Goswami is in Samadhi. He in Bhakti Samadhi, which is a totally transcendental experience. It's not like the Samadhi of Patanjali. Patanjali talks about Samadhi also. Asam Pragyat.
Asam Pranayama.
Yeah, there's two kinds of...
Asam Pragyata.
Asam Pragyata. Asam Pragyat Samadhi, which are all the modes of nature, and Sattva-gun, Sattva-rayana describes this in his book. They're in Sattva-gun, but the Bhakti Samadhi is Ladini Shakti, is Sringarati, is spiritual energy of Krishna. So it's totally transcendental. It's way beyond the Samadhi of a yogi. Yogi enters the deep state of Samadhi, that's perfection yoga. Yoga is eight steps to the yoga ladder. Where are they?
Yama, niyama. Yama.
Yama, niyama. Asana.
Pranayama.
Pranayama.
Pritya.
Pranayama.
Dharana.
Dharana.
Dhyana.
Samadhi. Ashtanga. Samadhi.
Samadhi. Eight steps, they get samadhi. So, bhakti is more than that. But it's transcendental. You see Radha and Krishna. So, Sukadeva Goswami enters samadhi, and in samadhi, he entered the gopis and he spoke this prayer on behalf of the gopis. This is Radharani glorifying Krishna, in verse 5. This is how she sees Krishna. And so much rust. As a matter of fact, did you have anything that you can contribute from that Panchamrita? Did you look through this verse?
You already described everything over there.
That's right, Ananda's brother, yes. That's right. Maybe I had some notes from that or something.
Initially he glorifies the verse, saying that this is the verse. Actually, what happened? Sukadeva Goswami Pad doesn't want to come out of the mother's womb, and because he was afraid of this world, then when he actually seated in Brahma Bhuta Stita, he was situated in that platform of Brahma Bhuta platform. Then he comes out and runs away. Then he roams around in the jungle. Then one carpenter, thinking him to be actually a ghost. He was so afraid, so he goes to Vyasamuni, Vyasadeva Bhagavan. Then Vyasadeva Bhagavan understands that he is actually his son, Sukadeva Goswami. So he says, okay, whenever you see the ghost come near you, you read this verse. So then the carpenter remembers and he recites this shloka. Then Sukadeva Goswami gets very attracted and comes towards him. The carpenter is much more afraid, so he runs and goes to Vyasadeva. This is what actually Jiva Goswami Pad describes in Kram Sandarbha.
Nice. I don't know if anyone heard that story. There's a story when Kram Sandarbha was Jiva Goswami, which is quoted in a book written by Nandas Babaji Maharaj called Panchamrita, which is a commentary on five Gitas, the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. There's a commentary on Vinaya Gita chapter 21, 10th canto, on this first chapter, verse 5, about Krishna's beauty, or Habitam Natavara Babu Karna Karni Karam, that Sukadeva Goswami left his mother's womb after 16 years. He was Brahmin, realized, and he ran away. And he went, there was one carpenter in the down the way somewhere. And he came, and the carpenter saw him, and he was this sort of dark blue color and no clothes, and he thought he was a ghost. He saw he was a ghost, so then he ran, and then
he ran to Vyasadeva.
For help. He said, you're a rishi, you're a sage. Because I saw a blue ghost. He was naked, because ghosts are often naked. They don't wear clothes. They don't have any clothes. So, and I got really scared. I was sure you couldn't have any idea. Any suggestion how to protect myself. He said, when this ghost, you see the ghost again, chant this verse. Verse number 5 Vinaya Gita, for Habitam Rav. So again, Sukadeva Goswami came to see that ghost, that carpenter. And the carpenter chanted this verse. And when Sukadeva heard the verse, he got very attracted. He got very enchanted and attracted. And he started running towards the carpenter. The carpenter got deathly afraid. He said, I chanted this mantra to chase the ghost away. Now the ghost is chasing me. So then the carpenter ran ran back to Vyasa to get another mantra. Because that one didn't work so good. And then Sugaya Goswami ran back to Vyasa's ashram. And when he got there, and then Vyasa cooled him down, cooled down Sugadeva and showed more verses, showed the whole Bhagavatam. So this is explained by Jiva Goswami and Krama Sanara. So it shows the power of this verse. You can bust ghosts with this verse. So this is a nice, nice thing. So not next Saturday, because next Saturday we're going to Yashri Kamban. But on the 17th of February, our next class will be there. Srimad Bhagavatam Saturday class, next class will be February 17th. It'll be on verse number 7, which is the first official verse of Gobi Gita, where the gobis are actually speaking. Directly speaking themselves. Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Jai
Jai Shri Radhe.
Thank you for that. Go ahead. Nice country.